Now it is important to measure ROI in marketing campaigns. We have seen briefly about this in the previous chapter. A good marketing campaign shouldn't just get clicks. It should bring real results, like more deposits for a bank, more loan given out, or more insurance sales. Marketers must be able to measure the ROI to understand how effectively resources are being utilized. It's not only important to measure how effectively resources are utilized, but it's also equally important to understand which resources are not being utilized and it's just a waste of money into the business. ROI helps identify which campaigns generate profit and which need optimization. Data-driven financial results enable smarter marketing decisions. ROI-focused marketing ensures marketing plans that meet business goals and grow the company sustainably. ROI not only helps marketers to measure the financial gain or loss resulting from the money spent on marketing, but also compares it to the cost incurred. We have to see a lot is possible by measuring marketing ROI. A positive ROI means revenue generated is more than the cost incurred. It ensures that every marketing activity directly supports the financial service provider's objectives. Marketers can assign credit to specific channels or touch points in the customer journey. ROI measurement also allows marketers to prioritize campaigns that deliver high returns. Marketers remain accountable for marketing spends. It also supports strategic planning and budget allocation. For example, calculating ROI for a fixed deposit campaign helps the bank understand which branch or digital channel generated the most deposits relating to a campaign spend. Likewise, you can have different examples to understand the effectiveness of any marketing activity or campaign you are running into. Now, we can also understand the strategic value of ROI. ROI analysis helps financial marketers to quantify the financial impact, clearly shows senior leaders the dollar value result of their marketing spending. And if it is very optimistic, we can also understand the qualitative aspect also. The ROI analysis also helps financial marketers to compare the effectiveness, see which marketing channels like the email, social media, or search ads provide the best return, allowing them to shift the funds to the most profitable areas. ROI analysis can also help financial marketers to make informed decisions by using data and not just guesswork or any damn creative work. It can also help them to plan the future campaigns and justify the budget request. When we talk about strategic value of ROI, financial service providers can determine the true financial payoff of their marketing effort by measuring the ROI. ROI analysis is essential for optimizing campaigns, justifying budgets, and ensuring marketing is perfectly aligned with the financial goals. Now, there is a new concept in dashboarding, which we call it as performance dashboard, and it also has reporting tools inbuilt. Real-time dashboards give marketers the agility needed to run successful campaigns in the fast-paced digital financial world. Live performance data enables faster and smarter decision-making. And when you link your CRM systems with the dashboard, it also allows marketers to see the customer's profile 360-degree view, which includes their interactions and transaction history in one place, and make important decisions on it. The real-time visualization helps marketers to track campaign performance as it happens, identify patterns, segment customers, and also measure the campaign impact. It also helps marketers to respond immediately to both opportunities and risks and see that they have a competitive advantage at any point of time. Now, when we talk about key components of an effective performance dashboard, it should have some important components. For example, a customizable dashboard, personalized views and layouts tailored to specific user roles or preferences, are very important for interpretation. A just plain and standard dashboard may not serve the purpose. Similarly, visualizations through charts to graphs to heat maps and trend lines can help marketers to make easy interpretation. It should also have KPIs and metrics, because that is the basis on which you measure your marketing performance. It should display relevant actionable data such as deposits, loan disbursements, or digital engagement scores. It should also highlight the best performers and the underperformers so that necessary actions or necessary training or inputs could be provided. It should also have filters and drill downs. Filters and drill downs are ability to view data by branch, product, or customer segment. So instead of having a generalized data, you can dive deeper into with filters and drill downs. You can also have real-time updates with live data, and it can be refreshed to support timely decision-making. You can have alerts and notifications for providing automated updates for deviations from the targets. So performance dashboards, as we see, should have certain components. It should also provide certain important outputs, like a consolidated view. Dashboards offer a single screen showing all the key metrics, trends, and campaigns outcome in one place could be very useful for decision making. It should also have quick tracking, like key metrics can be viewed at a glance, allowing financial marketers to immediately see what's working and what's not. It should also provide comparison and trends. The dashboards helps marketers compare the effectiveness of different campaigns side by side and quickly identify new trends or urgent areas needing attention, like a sudden drop in application conversions. It should also have data integration. By integrating systems like the CRM and analytics, these tools automatically transform complex raw data and ROI analysis into clear, actionable visual insights in the form of charts, graphs, and the scores. It should also have speed and action. By showing data in real time, marketers don't have to wait days or weeks for report to spot problems and opportunities for optimizing strategies. Any irregularities should be quickly spotted, and based on that, you can fix the gap or correct the mistakes timely. So now let's look at tools for dashboards. There can be different tools. We have spotted some of them, like the Google Looker Studio. These are interactive dashboards and compelling reports. The Power BI is useful for data visualizations with advanced data analysis tools and interactive reporting. The Tableau gives need-based dashboards with advanced visualization capabilities. The HubSpot provide a marketing automation with built-in dashboards for emails, leads, and even campaigns. Domo provides unified view to measure performance and make informed decisions. What are the benefits of dashboards? Many. Some of them could be: it helps you to consolidate data from multiple sources into a single, easy-to-read interface, enabling faster decision-making. It also provides real-time visibility into marketing performance. For example, marketers can track deposit growth, branch performance, and even cross-sell response. Dashboards also helps identify high-performing campaigns and channels. Dashboards also support strategic adjustments for underperforming initiatives. For example, you can track which customer segment responds best to cross-sell campaigns. Dashboards can also serve as a control panel that allows marketers to quickly understand their financial impact and steer their campaigns in the right direction. So friends, with this, we'll also learn more about marketing automation, because it's no use of just having the tools, but if you can automate it, you can optimize the system. So now we will see how to automate marketing and CRM tools. Now let's understand what marketing automation and CRM systems do. Automation ensures timely follow-ups, consistent messaging, and higher conversion rates. It does a lot of repetitive tasks which otherwise could have been done manually or should have been done manually. Whereas CRM systems provide a centralized view of customer data to make informed marketing decisions. We see a 360-degree view how the customer interacts from his home, from his office, or otherwise, and based on that, the marketers can take important decisions. Marketing automation and CRM tools helps automate repetitive marketing tasks, sending emails, tracking responses, or even managing the campaigns. Marketing automation and CRM tools also help the marketers to segment customers and deliver personalized messages efficiently. Marketers can track customer interactions, nurture leads, and improve engagement in a structured and a measurable way. With marketing automation and CRM tools, marketers can also automate lead nurturing, segmentation, and follow-ups. If we have to understand this with an example, a mutual fund investors receive personalized SIP reminders or investment suggestions based on their portfolio. When we talk in terms of automation, it also helps streamline marketing processes, improve targeting and personalization, and free up the teams to focus on strategy rather than manual tasks. So whatever time that is spent on marketing tasks repeatedly could be automated, which frees up resources and time for active work. Financial service example is automatically sending reminders for loan repayment or maturity information for fixed deposits, which once upon a time was actually done manually and physically. Again, another cost involved is on posts. Nowadays, it can be simply sent through messages or even through emails. When we talk in terms of CRM systems, the main purpose of CRM is to capture information, and thus it helps to store and manage all customer interactions in one place to make informed decisions. Marketers can make use of it anytime, retrieve it, store it, further mine in it, and bring out important decisions from them. A best financial service example could be a bank uses CRM to track which customers opened savings account, their transaction history, and which campaigns they responded to. Now, friends, having understood the importance of all these tools, but if you have these tools, you have responsibility. You need to comply, and data privacy and regulatory compliance becomes very important. When we talk about data privacy refers to the right of the customer to control how their personal information is collected and used. And it becomes very important to protect this data from misuse and ensure it is handled ethically. This becomes the primary responsibility of financial service provider for maintaining customer trust. Any hacking or any misuse can result into losing of trust. A single data breach or misuse of personal details can damage bank's reputation and lead to heavy penalties. There are specific guidelines which emphasize transparency, accountability, and consent. It also stresses secure data collection, protection against unauthorized access, and explicit consent before sharing customer information with third parties. SEBI regulations also have important guidelines to guide responsible marketing practices with rules that ensures customers' data is collected, stored, and used safely and transparently. There is something beyond legal rules also which financial marketers must act ethically. They should avoid bias in algorithms, ensuring fairness in predictive models, and being transparent about how data-driven decisions are made. For example, if an AI system denies a customer a loan, the bank has an ethical responsibility to explain that decision clearly so that if it is possible, the customer can improve his position. Here, compliance officers also have an important role. Compliance officers must conduct regular audits, review privacy policies, and train staff on safe data handling. This in turn can protect the financial service providers from legal or reputational damage. Data privacy and compliance are not just about following the law, But they are about protecting the customer trust and upholding ethical standards in financial marketing. Now let's focus on risk management in marketing. Very important, because marketers have a responsibility to use the data correctly. Improper use of data can lead to risks such as data leaks, misuse, manipulations, and misleading reports. When we talk about data leaks, customers' information gets out into the wrong hands. When we talk about misuse, using data without consent or unfairly could be an example. When we talk about manipulation, presenting incorrect analytics to make a campaign look more successful is a good example of manipulation. And all this could have misleading reports. Decisions based on inaccurate data results aren't completely true. So this risk needs to be managed. Non-compliance, failing to follow laws or industry rules, is also another risk. And hence we can say the key risk in marketing could be mis-selling, confidentiality breach, non-compliant use of leads, etc., etc. Hence it is of utmost importance to manage the risk wisely. Risk management in marketing analytics helps identify, prevent, and control these issues before they harm the organization or its customers. And for that, one important tool is audit trails. An audit trail is a detailed record showing who accessed or changed the data, when and why. Having proper audit trail helps marketers to trace everyone's actions, ensure accountability, detect and correct errors or frauds quickly, support the compliance audits by regulators, and build trust with the customers and the management by showing transparency. The best example is if a marketing report shows unexpected results, an audit trail can help trace which employee uploaded, edited, or deleted the data or manipulated the data. So this puts accountability and could trace any misuse. Above that, we also can have internal audits and transparency. Regular internal audit helps check whether marketing teams are following company policies, data protection laws, and ethical practices. Auditors review reports, campaign data, and systems to confirm various aspects of marketing, like customer data was collected with consent or not, whether authorized staff had access or not, whether reports are accurate, whether reporting was free from manipulation, or even whether vendors or digital agencies have followed the agreed data rules. Internal audits and transparency ensures that marketing operations stay compliant with the legal and ethical standards. Transparency in turn measures, looks into published data, usage policies, maintaining clear documentation, implementing role-based access controls, as well as conducting periodic review of reports and systems. So like internal audit, transparency is also important. When transparency and accountability are part of the culture, customers are more likely to trust a brand. And now we are going to understand the importance of integrating analytics, ROI, and compliance for strategic impact. Rather than having this standalone, if they are integrated, there are tremendous benefits. Marketing decisions must be smart, data-driven, and compliant with the regulations. And hence, marketers must encourage team to make decisions based on the data rather than gut feeling. Build a data-driven marketing culture could bring in good marketing results. Marketers must connect data analytics, return on investment, and compliance frameworks to build marketing strategies that are effective, ethical, as well as accountable. The integration of analytics, ROI, and complex ensures that every campaign not only achieves business goals, but also follows the rules set by the banking and financial regulators. Regular data review also encourages the entire team to share insights and challenge assumptions, leading to continuous improvement and faster adaptation to market changes or competitors' actions. We have various benefits of integrated reports and for sustainable success. When leadership teams needs or views integrated dashboards, it combines various aspects of marketing like campaign performance, ROI, as well as compliance metrics. And hence, these integrated reports should clearly answer the most important questions about marketing, such as which campaigns give the best financial returns, whether every campaign followed all marketing rules, and what specific actions should be taken for the improvement next quarter. If this is done, then what could be the outcome? Management can assign budgets wisely, ensure all operations maintain full regulatory transparency. By having all this information in a single clear view, leaders can easily see what truly creates success. Every single marketing effort is guaranteed to be profitable, ethical, and fully legal if best practices are followed, and this could be seen through these integrated reports. This not only creates a positive impact, but also builds deep customer trust and achieve long-term and sustainable growth. So friends, with this, we complete this chapter also, which is very useful for measuring and understanding how your marketing is going, and not only to understand the performance, but also to manage risk, control, and an accountability system to ensure a smooth flow of the organization and growth, sustainable growth in the long run. Thank you very much.